Trump v. the NFL part duo, NCAA indictments, and Apple says it's got a fix. This is a Tuesday edition of the Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Chris Mezick.
Well, thanks a lot for filling in, by the way.
Oh, no problem.
Taking over for Jennifer O'Neill.
Jennifer's taking a knee.
Yeah, she's taking a knee.
How's that for topical humor?
Wow. Yeah, I'm taking a knee. So Chris is filling in today. So he gets the pure joy of talking about the latest with our president and the NFL because, well, that's all he's got to worry about, apparently.
Yeah.
Last night during the Monday Night Football game, the Dallas Cowboys came out with Jerry Jones, the owner of the team, and they took a knee on the field before the national anthem
was played.
Right,
and this was in Arizona, too. So Jerry Jones actually traveled with the team to be there.
Took the knee, and then they all stood up, and then the national anthem was played.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. President Trump, yeah, fine. President Trump, of course, tweeted about it and said, also, while that happened, the crowd did boo. There was a good amount of boos, and they were vocal.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't think that President Trump said that they were the loudest boos he's ever heard, but I don't know about that. But anyway, here's his tweet. It says, the booing at the NFL football game last night when the entire Dallas team dropped to its knees was loudest I ever heard. Great anger. So that was about 6 o'clock this morning, Central Time. Don't think he really understood, like, what happened. And then he said, but while Dallas dropped to his knees as a team, they all stood up for the national anthem. Big progress being made. We all love our country. And so that's what he said after that. Now, most recently, a couple hours later, still was bugging him. He had to get back on Twitter again, and he said, the NFL has all sorts of rules and regulations. The only way out for them is to set a rule that you can't kneel during the national anthem. I just wish somebody would explain to him that this is not about the national anthem. This is not about the flag. This is about so much more, and it's different. If he just read an article, if he just went beyond the headline, and if he just stopped staring at the internet, he would actually learn.
Yeah.
People have a problem with the way he's out there attacking NFL players, yet he won't say anything bad about white supremacists and Nazis.
No, dude.
I don't understand.
Or just that. Anybody who's ever, you know, wiped the barbecue sauce off their face with an American flag printed napkin, you're disrespecting the flag. Like, there are actual ways to disrespect the flag, and there's about 10 of them that are laid out.
Yeah.
The amount of disrespect for the flag we have in this country is absurd when you think about it. Think about July 4th. Every time you walk into a grocery store, think about the displays. Think about all the ways the American flag is printed on, like, underwear and bathing suits, or the way people drape flags over their shoulders at games or whatever. You know, that's disrespecting the flag. Yeah, like, get out of here with kneeling to it, you know?
It's that the kneeling has nothing to do with it. The kneeling has to do with how discrimination, with civil rights, with how people are treated, and with how the president has reacted to most recently Charlottesville.
Yeah.
And how he refuses to push back and call Nazis and white supremacists these bad people that they are.
Right.
And instead, he focuses more time on a couple people, and now a lot more because of his rants taking a knee at a football game.
Right. And let's not forget that anybody who says, oh, you got to get the politics out of sports, the NFL brought this upon themselves. We know for a fact that the military pays for all of this sort of patriotic symbols of on display in every game.
Every time there's camouflage logos, every time there's a flyover, every time that there's a military man standing up to get applauded, which is fine, but that's all bought and paid for. That is a faux patriotism. That is not real out there happening.
Which, you know, it's all makes an image. It political then.
and bottom line, the NFL is only about money. There's nothing more. And that's exactly what we've learned by just how the players are treated. The outcome of how the players, whatever happens to them after they get done playing, the NFL doesn't care about that.
No.
They don't give a crap about that. And it's just like the president now. He is only about making money for him and his friends.
Of course.
And that is what this is about.
Yeah,
and
that's why he doesn't seem to care about anything else. It's the same reason why he had to bring up the fact that Puerto Rico owes Wall Street money instead of, you know, actually helping U.S. citizens who live there. So,
meanwhile, if I could just recommend North Korea, DACA, immigration, healthcare, the Mueller investigation, Russia, and civil rights, just a few other things maybe President Trump could pay attention to.
Yeah, I know, but those are all boring,
They
Rob.
Are boring, yeah. They're not good for ratings.
Yeah, football has ratings. Yeah. And obviously, in a few weeks, Trump will claim that it was him who boosted ratings for the NFL.
He already said that. He said that the only reason people watch the NFL now at the beginning is for the national anthem because of him, and they don't watch after that. So, all right, let's stay in sports. A little something interesting. This is all just coming down now, we don't know a whole ton about it. But, boy, the NCAA apparently since 2015 has been being investigated by the FBI for for criminal influence of money on coaches and student athletes. Now, this investigation has already led to the indictment of, listen to this, these are NCAA coaches. Auburn's Chuck Personal, Oklahoma State's Lamont Evans, Arizona's Emmanuel Book Richardson, and USC's Tony Bland.
Those aren't small-time schools
either. No. And it's all about, there's other people charged, including managers, financial advisors, and representatives of major international sportswear companies.
So, like a total of 10?
Yeah.
So far.
And I think the gist is it's all going to be about money paid to athletes and coaches by companies that they want you to wear their stuff with their logo on it. That's what it's going to come down
to. It kind of seems like it's one of those things like Nike sees potential in a player. They kind of...
And we're not saying Nike has anything to do with this.
This is total speculation on my part, but it seems like it might be one of those things where Nike sees the potential money-making opportunity with a player, but they can't technically approach them while they're playing in college. So you convince the coaches to convince that player, and then down the line, they make it into the NBA. They sign the endorsement deals. They're locked in.
And I think we've seen all of this before with other players. They've been busted for taking money for this or that. A lot of times their families maybe got the money, to a car or something like that. But this seems on a much wider scale than what we've seen before.
Yeah, it's the FBI.
Yeah.
Wow. I came running into your studio and I was like, oh my God, this is happening right now.
So going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Apple, the new iPhone, Apple 8, 8 Plus is out now and the 10 is coming. I'm not sure what the date is on it. Anyway, the new iOS has launched and people are downloading it big time. It's already on 23% of the devices that they've got out there. The gist of it is, though, it appears to suck your battery, and it also appears to suck at using Microsoft Outlook. Two things which Apple now says they have fixed. So there you go. Feel free to download that new iOS.
Cool. I'm still going to wait. Download the last iOS when the new one is coming out.
Exactly. Right? That way I know all the bugs have been fixed, So I know we've done a story on this at Rivet here, but there's this diamond that was discovered back in 2015, 1,109 carats.
That's a lot, right?
It is. It's about the size of a tennis ball.
Oh.
And let's see. It was found in Botswana.
Okay.
Okay. It's uncut. It just looks like a big freaking diamond, big rock.
Hmm.
Anyway, it sold at auction. They were hoping to get $70 million. Did not happen. Instead, it pulled in $53 million.
Oh, huge upset.
Upset, right?
I'm sure that the miners who contributed to finding this diamond are really upset to learn that they won't be getting $70 million. Actually, they're probably going to be pretty pissed when they find out they get $0 from this.
Oh, you don't think that they've got a bonus? They're going to get a bonus at Christmas time like that?
Well, I'm tired of reading these stories about these diamond companies treating their workers so well.
Right. Right?
It's getting out of hand. Cushy jobs, I tell you.
Well, bonuses are going to be a little smaller this year. All right. Orange juice. Are you an orange juice drinker? Do you like it?
Yeah, but no pulp.
No pulp, huh?
Yeah, get out of here.
I like some pulp. Give me the some. Okay, I like give me a the some pulp. Pulp. You know, and you know what I'm a big fan of is now. We had Mariano's move into town, and they are big on juicing their own oranges and stuff like that. And now, so a lot of stores are doing that, which I love because I don't think there's anything that tastes better than fresh squeezed orange juice.
Yeah.
Give me a little pulp in it. Mm, I just love it, man. It's just amazing. The flavor, it's like an explosion in your mouth. There's nothing better than a good glass of orange juice in the morning, especially with like a bacon and egg sandwich or something like that.
Well, so that's the good stuff.
Yeah, that's all I had to say about that. Actually, some of the more fallout from the hurricanes that have hit Florida, they have really taken their toll on the citrus crops. And because of that, we could see an extra, you know, more than $2 added to the price of a bottle of orange juice.
Damn.
Yeah. So, like gasoline, you know, orange juice, same way. You destroy the crop, you don't have it out there. There are orange juice companies are really hoping that Brazil will come to the rescue and that they can import tons of oranges from Brazil so that they can meet the demand without having to raise the prices too high. They said the Florida Department of Citrus estimates that 30 to 70% of Florida's crop was destroyed.
That's a big estimate, though. 30 to 70%.
It is. That's a big gap.
What?
You're right. And lastly, some national days, which and you know
what?
We've
had some good ones in a row lately.
We have. And this is this falls right in line with our orange juice. It's a National Pancake Day.
Nice.
Do you have a favorite place to get pancakes?
Ooh, you know, pancakes aren't always my first breakfast option choice.
Okay.
I'm more of a classic eggs, bacon, hash browns, and toast kind of guy.
Right. But if you're going for pancakes.
If I'm going for pancakes, you know, I like the kind of off the beaten path sort of pancake
for sure.
House. I'm not really like the chain pancake guy, although I'm no stranger to the IHOP.
Right. They French toast some good donuts. I love me some Golden Nugget. Those things are like a half an inch thick. And,
if you're not from the Midwest or, I guess, Chicago specifically, the Golden Nugget is a place where you could, if you're hungry for it, you could probably find it on the menu and they'll like quadruple it by the time it gets to your plate.
You can feed your family with it. I'm a purist when it comes to my pancakes. I just want some butter and some syrup.
Some good old-fashioned flapjacks.
You can throw a few strawberries on there, but that's about it. Don't be dumping whipped cream and all that other stuff on there. Not that I'm going to stop you if you do, but, hold off. Just give me some.
Like, why'd you stop going out to breakfast with Rob? He's one of those pancake elitists. Really?
It's just real maple syrup. Is that real butter? And no margarine over here. And also, it's going back to the beginning of the show here, this is something that we can all do. It is National Voter Registration Day.
Oh, crap. That's actually, thank you for reminding me, because I changed my address recently, and I completely forgot to send in my new voter card.
Well, get out there and vote. Make your vote count. Let's see what we can do in 2020.
All right.
On that note, let's call it a day for the morning feed. You can hear the morning feed a whole bunch more by subscribing and reviewing it on Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. Also, check us out on Facebook. We're out there as well. And this has been a Tuesday edition of the morning feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm not Jennifer.